Chapter 12. My Inheritance. We went back to the inn. I explained my plan to Alan, and he said,
"It's a good plan, and I'll be happy to help you."
Mr. Rankailor gave Alan some clean clothes, a big black hat, and a long black coat. Then we left to go to Cremond. At night, the three of us climbed the hill to my uncle's house. Mr. Rankailor and I hid in some trees near the house, and Alan knocked on the door. My uncle opened the window above the door. He was holding his gun.
"Who's there? What do you want?"
asked my uncle.
"Are you Mr. Ebenezer Balfour?" asked Alan. "I want to talk to you about David." "What did you say?"
asked my uncle.
"I'm here to talk to you about your brother's son, David," Alan said. "You paid my friend, the captain of a ship, to kidnap David, but the ship sank. David is our prisoner. What do you want us to do with him? Kill him or keep him prisoner? Make your decision, but it's going to cost you money."
"What do you mean it's going to cost me money?"
asked my uncle.
"I paid the captain of the ship £20 to kidnap David and take him to America to sell as a slave."
"Thank you for that information," said Mr. Rankailor,
and he moved forward into the light from the window. "Good evening, Uncle Ebenezer," I said, as I moved up behind Mr. Rankailor. My uncle opened the door. His face was very white, and he didn't say anything. Mr. Rankailor took him into the kitchen and helped him to sit down in a chair, and Alan took his gun from him. Finally, Mr. Rankailor and my uncle went into another room to talk business. When they came out, my uncle agreed to pay me a big part of my inheritance.
"Every year I will pay you 2/3 of the money that I earn from the House of Shores," he said. "There are many farms that belong to the House of Shores, and I receive a lot of money from them. And now it's late. Let's go to bed."
We went to bed, and Alan and Mr. Rankailor soon fell asleep. But I lay awake all night, looking at the fire and planning my future.